This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My eyes are blind, but I can see. Sun no longer sets me free. All right, look, I got bioweapon labs run by the Chi-Coms, Trudeau caught in Canada. I've got vaccine mandates ruled unlawful by Australia's Supreme Court. I got so much here. And Maria Z, by the way, from Australia is coming up because they're a testing ground. But this story is important, not because it's about me, but because it illustrates how pathetic CNN is. So I always check the enemy at least once a day. So I go there, boom. Second to top story. New selfie shows Kenneth Cheeseborough posing with Alex Jones' January 6th Capitol riot. Well, that's it for me. Federal prison for sure. Cheeseborough goes, challenges the election in Georgia. It's all come out. It was stolen. They want to intimidate you to think you can't say that. And then in their newscast, it's what a criminal he is because he's a Trump supporter, not just a lawyer. So this is a political activist with the vice presidential candidate at the time, Kamala Harris, became vice president, bailing people out that burned down buildings and shot at people and killed people. I mean, she's supporting that, mostly peaceful. And then a dude takes a selfie with me 20 feet away, and it's, look, there's a conspiracy. Burn the witch, burn the witch. When the feds ran January 6th and set us up. But that's how pathetic they are, trying to demonize the American people as terrorists and then legitimize sicking Homeland Security, the CIA, the NSA, the FBI on us. January 6th doesn't discredit us. It discredits them, just like the censorship, the spying, all the rest of it. So here's part of the disgusting CNN so-called newscast.
What was Kenneth Chesbrough up to after January 6th?
Yeah, John, we've known that Ken Chesbrough is qualified as the architect of the fake electors plot in the lead up to January 6th, but we're now learning that he continued to beat that drum after the violence at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. And I want to read this text message from him that he sent to another Trump lawyer from Wisconsin 2 days after the U.S. Capitol riot. He says, the events of the last 2 days open up legal options in the states for winning rulings favorable to Trump. He then goes on to say that maybe they can revisit some of the past petitions that they were trying to use to overturn the 2020 election in Trump's favor. He then pitches a variety of different ideas, ideas that would have gotten other people in legal hot water. And this runs counter to what he's told state prosecutors. He's interviewed in almost a dozen states now about his role in the fake electors plot. And he essentially described himself as somebody just trying to give legal advice to Donald Trump and to the White House as they sought to legally challenge the outcome. We now know he was way more intimately involved, and not just in the lead up to January 6th, but in the days afterwards.
And so what else was revealed in these text messages and emails say about Chesbrough's actions and whereabouts on January 6th?
Yeah, John, I mean, of all the people that Jack Smith, the special counsel, has identified as Trump's co-conspirators in trying to overturn the 2020 election, Chesbrough might be the only one who actually showed up to the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. These text messages include selfies where he took selfies with conspiracy theorist Alex Jones at the U.S. Capitol on the same day that the riot happened. And look, he even bragged at one point about being able to whiff tear gas that was fired at protesters in the U.S. Capitol on that day, kind of highlighting his proximity to the action that was going on. So it really does call into question, again, Chesbrough's description of himself as just a lawyer trying to give legal advice to a president trying to challenge the outcome, and maybe more as an activist and somebody who is really trying to push his own desires and his own agenda through his role as a lawyer.
Yeah, better arrest him, as they already have, right away. I mean, my goodness gracious. He was there, got hit with tear gas peacefully outside, and at 20 feet away, took a selfie with me in the background. This is national news, people. This is open and shut. You've seen the conspiracy. It's just so criminal. It's so horrible. These people are trying to decriminalize free speech. And they stole the election, and everybody knows it. So good luck intimidating people, you globalist bastards. Almost no one watches CNN. We watch it sometimes, so you don't have to. Maria Z coming up. Stay with us.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce. If you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the list of ingredients, and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got five-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has five-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com, and it is an honor to be with you all here today. Alex says no one watches CNN anymore. We watch them, so you don't have to. And it's hilarious because just yesterday I was looking at the ratings of Channel 9 here in Australia. Channel 9, of course, aired a broadcast on 60 Minutes a little while ago, insinuating that I might be some sort of a domestic terrorist responsible for radicalizing the Australian people just because I told people that the military themselves were reporting that they were training to deal with quote-unquote unruly protesters. Yes, training to deal with people who are not happy with the government of their own country, which is a rising number, by the way. And we need to be angry. We need to stay angry. We need to remember what these maniacs did to us. Sometimes people, don't want to focus anymore on what happened during COVID and lockdowns, but it's very important that we never lose that focus, because the first broadcast that I ever get guest hosted here on the Alex Jones Show, never underestimate the power of this broadcast. I told the world about the Melbourne experiment and how the United Nations brags about the Melbourne experiment. And Monash University here in Australia had a published report on the Melbourne experiment on the internet at the time that was talking about how the most locked down city in the Western world, that being Melbourne, was actually the global model for the living lab experiment, as the United Nations calls it, for the whole world. And so what I showed the people of the United States and the global audience of this broadcast was that Melbourne was actually the example that that the United Nations was using for future limitations on your movements forever. And they published this, and they're proud about it. And as soon as that report was aired on InfoWars, Monash University, suddenly you can't find the report. Thankfully, I still have a copy. I'm telling you this, and I've spoken about this a number of times, because that is the power of InfoWars. That is the power of this broadcast. Universities are so ashamed of the work that they are doing, and these think tanks and these globalist monsters that continue to publish, and they tell you openly what they're going to do. They continue to publish their dystopian plans, and then it gets exposed on a platform like InfoWars, and all of a sudden they're dialing back their rhetoric, and it's so, so important. And Channel 9 yesterday put a report up, I saw it yesterday, I reposted it, encouraging Australians to start eating cockroaches. It was the most disgusting, vile thing I've ever seen. I've posted it everywhere so that people know what this network is promoting. And, of course, their ratings at this point are very, very embarrassing, just like CNN. And there's a reason why InfoWars gets millions of viewers and listeners per day while the mainstream media is failing phenomenally. Just here in Australia, we had this news that Facebook or Meta is pulling $70 million of advertising from news agencies in Australia, and they're all up in arms. Oh, it's a blow to the news agencies. Facebook won't promote us anymore. And Facebook's saying people just aren't watching. They're not interested. And so we're not going to put $70 million into funding something that people are not listening to. You go onto any social media post of these mainstream media outlets and they're just getting hammered. Just comments on this post are limited. Comments have been, you know, you can see that comments are being deleted in real time because everyone has so much hatred for them. And we should. We should hate all of those outlets that lied to us, that gave us CIA lines about conspiracy theorists and anti-vaxxers. And those, I still remember the day when I posted about the Great Reset and Meta put a flag on saying that the Great Reset was a conspiracy theory, even though Klaus Schwab had already published a book on it at the time. And so we have been ahead of the game as people who value the truth for years. And we are now. And what I'm going to talk to you about today is something that I guarantee you in 2, maybe 3 years, you will start seeing from some of the other bigger names in the alternative media space, but they aren't talking about it yet. They're not really, I don't know if they're even onto it yet. It's not a particular area of focus for them, but Alex Jones has always been a futurist. He's always been years ahead of the game, and I'm so grateful that he invites collaborators on here who aren't afraid to talk about things that are uncomfortable right now but are coming down the pipeline. So the RAND Corporation has been publishing documents. They describe themselves as a think tank and responsible for, you know, guiding policy. And they've been talking about the ability to control and manipulate human behavior and alter their thoughts, and publishing a myriad of works along this vein for some time. And the document that I'm going to be taking you through today is one that was published in January of this year, 2nd of January, and it's called Plagues, Cyborgs, and Super Soldiers. Now, they say that a complex high-threat landscape is emerging in which future wars might be fought with humans controlling hyper-sophisticated machines with their thoughts. The military-industrial base is disturbed by synthetically generated, genomically targeted plagues, and the future warfighter goes beyond the baseline genome to become an enhanced warfighter who is capable of survival in the harshest of combat environments. Now, if you've read the DARPA 2050 Super Soldier, Cyborg Soldier document, I can't remember the exact title, and you read about the enhancements that they want to make to soldiers, and then you read the literature of all of these mad scientists and have a listen to them about what they want to do to everyday people, you can see that really they've been experimenting on these soldiers, and we will talk about some examples out of China as well, experimenting on these soldiers in order to then do the same thing to human beings. And in this document, it talks about how even members of Congress in the future will have brain chips, and they will, you know, even if they experience significant cognitive decline, these neural enhancements via a brain-computer interface will make it so that they're still able to speak, speak adequately, I should say. And it really made me think of Joe Biden as I was reading it. But I want to just, before I get into the document, dial back a little bit and tell you why this is so important. I love when Alex has Kirk Elliott here. I'm a big supporter and believer in gold and silver, bullion in general. And I started buying bullion long before I was debanked because I knew what was coming. I knew that they were going to start debanking people, doing these test cases of making an example of the loudest voices out there, so that everyone can see what the social credit system will look like. And everything that I'm about to tell you today actually can't work if they don't successfully implement digital ID and central bank digital currency. I was just speaking to a normie, if you will, recently, kind of red-pilling her in about half an hour. She had a lot of questions. She knew that the shots were very, very damaging, but really didn't understand what crimes against humanity means and what's being committed here. And after I sort of spent half an hour ruining her day, she said to me, what do we do about this? And I said, listen, I've overwhelmed you here. The two key things that you need to know is if you resist digital ID and central bank digital currency, they cannot get away with these plans. Because everything that they describe, that the UN describes in the UN 100 document, where they talk about how human beings are now objects inside the AI world society. You're now a digital citizen. You are an object. They literally define human beings as objects and say that they've entered us into a new social contract where we are now digital citizens. I don't recall consenting to being defined as a digital citizen. I don't know about you. And they describe how we're going to live out our world in the metaverse. Our lives are going to be lived out in the metaverse, or what they call the AI world society. And inside that society, you can't earn real money. You earn digital money. And it's awarded to you based on your good behavior and your expansion of the AI world society with your ideas in line with how they want it to be expanded. You can't just go and create a freedom corner in the metaverse where things are said that contradict what the democratic government wants. You have to, continue building, rainbow centers, for example, and that's how you can earn your digital money. And this is Bill Gates, patent 060606, where he talks about you will be mining cryptocurrency with your body data.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And a central bank digital currency. I'm telling you, transhumanism is the final goal, and they cannot make it happen if they don't go with a digital currency and they don't implement a digital ID. These, withstanding the digital ID and digital currency agenda is paramount, paramount to the future freedom of humanity. And so how does this tie into this document from the RAND Corporation? Well, very simply, they are describing the future to you if everything does go digital and if we do get brain-computer interfaces implanted in us. But it's not even an implanting anymore. It's not even an implanting anymore. If you caught the episode, the broadcast last Tuesday with Dr. Anna Mahicha, and if you haven't seen it, you need to go back and watch it. Because she talks about why human beings appear to be glowing now under UV light, and people think that's ridiculous, and oh my goodness, come on, you know, they're not really glowing, and this is getting way too out there. I promise you, 2 to 3 years max, you will start seeing this spoken about on a mass scale. InfoWars and its contributors are years ahead of the game. And so team, if you can just bring up that article, The Rise of the Bio-Cyborg, Synthetic Biology, Artificial Chimerism and Human Enhancement. It's the second link I sent in that first email from Dr. Mahicha. And she spoke about this last week. And it says, in this report from New Genetics and Society, I'm quoting it, there are many different types and levels of cyborgization. The incorporated living elements, viral, bacterial, plant, insect, reptile, rodent, avian, and mammal, the technological interventions, vaccination, machine prosthesis, genetic engineering, nanobot infection, xenotransplant, and the level of integration, mini, mega, mundane, can all vary. An infinite number of cyborgs, life multiplied by human invention and intervention. So they are here now telling you, New Genetics and Society, Critical Studies of Contemporary Biosciences, they are openly telling you that vaccination and nanobot infection are two of the ways that lead to cyborgization. And we have spent, or at least Z Media has spent, an immense amount of time investigating what's really in the shots. There is so much that is still not accepted even by freedom doctors. Because my understanding is that they really don't understand the technological aspect. And I spoke to a very good doctor friend of mine recently who said, Maria, it's a bloodbath, essentially, in our surgeries. We're just trying to deal with, you know, the patients that we have. It's crazy in here. All of the people who are injection injured. And I said, well, what if you can't help them with your training? What if you need to start looking at the technological aspect? I have recently interviewed Richard Hirschman, the embalmer who you all know he's been on this broadcast recently. And he told me these white fibrous structures that we're seeing inside of people are synthetic. There's no chance that this is organically happening inside the human body. In fact, he described a situation to me where a blood transfusion was taking place and the white fibrous structures were forming outside of the body. So something very strange is going on, and I dare say it might have something to do with, as the New Genetics and Society documents state, that cyborgization is achieved through vaccination and nanobot infection. And the number of publications that I've exposed on this and the capabilities of these injections and various other injections and mRNA and hydrogel. I mean, I could go on for days. But I'm setting the stage for you before we listen to this clip from Dr. James Giordano. Team, if you can bring that up now. Dr. Giordano is Pellegrino Center Professor in the Departments of Neurology and Biochemistry, Chief of the Neuroethics Studies Program and Chair of the Sub-Program in the Military Medical Ethics at Georgetown University Medical Center, Washington, D.C. And so he does a lot of presentations, and I want to touch on that after the break. But I want to play this clip now for you. Team, if you can pull that up, let's take a listen to what he says.
But if we think about that one step further, you also have to think about what that then means to integrate these within these biological systems. So, yeah, wearables are certainly a domain, but wearables in what way? Things that are donable and doffable, or things that are intrinsics? And the scalar properties that Dr. Canton mentioned, working down at that low nano level scale, whether we're talking about nano level concentrations of chemicals and or nanoscalar engineered devices, are highly implantable, inhalable, swallowables, injectables, migrated into key areas where, you know, my work intersects in the brain, and then form literally vast arrays of sensors and transmitters that allow real-time remote sensing and engagement of the brain. In other words, real-time reading from the living brain and writing into the living brain. And what becomes important to understand is that the long-standing history of our long-standing peer competitors culture has given rise to certain social ideals, certain ideologies, long-standing philosophies, values, and needs, and appropriately so. I mean, what happens, quote, in your house belongs in your house and reflects your needs, your values, your wants, and your desires. But these things are no longer rendered intranationally. They're now being leveraged on the global stage, the global bioeconomy, if you will. And they're having effects. And the issue then becomes, are there aspects of those different nations' culture that are in some way somewhat more ethically permissive and therefore allow advances that we must now try to at least remain apace with, if not strive to remain ahead of, if indeed we're going to be, once again, real peer competitors on this new global bioeconomy and its implications for national security, intelligence, and defense?
Let's take the current case of ChatGPT.
All right, that's fine, team. We can end it there. So that's Dr. James Giordano telling you that these nano devices, they're highly implantable, inhalable. So he's telling you that this can even be, you know, people think of a microchip, the traditional thought that this is, you know, a chip the size of a grain of rice. That is archaic thinking. This guy's telling you that they can do implantable brain chips, implantable brain sensors where they can monitor your thoughts through inhalation. So it's very important that people start thinking on the nanotechnology scale, the nano scale, because they have worked out how to cyborgize human beings through vaccination, nanobot infection. They've already worked it out, and you've got James Giordano openly talking about this. And that was a podcast called The Convergence that covered this from Dr. James Giordano and James Canton discussing the convergence of neuroscience and artificial intelligence, its impact on future warfare, and whether the U.S. falls short in technology development relative to our competitors and adversaries. Now, why does this matter? Well, that is exactly what the Rand Corporation is saying when they say, well, the U.S. is falling short, so we need to do some things, including have more biolabs, create more biological weapons. Don't go anywhere. We're going to cover that after the break.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation, for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower price than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try bodies. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Bodies, 95% humanoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Scientist Dr. James Giordano does these presentations to the US military regularly, and those are the ones that we can see on YouTube. Imagine the stuff that's classified. He talks about how he can meet with the leader of resistance, lace the top of that leader of the resistance's pen, and all of a sudden make that leader of the resistance view him favorably and go back to his resistance movement and completely demoralize him and make him not want to lead that resistance anymore. And just before the break, we heard Dr. James Giordano talking about how, you know, we can create, we already have highly implantable, inhalable ways to get sensors inside of people's brains, to get that data being fed back to the owners of those sensors, which of course is going to be big tech and ultimately run by the UN, who says that we are now objects inside the AI world society. Again, this plan, everything I'm telling you today, will not succeed without a digital currency and a digital ID. So what I'm telling you is the worst case scenario, so that we withstand this as much as we possibly can with all our strength and our might. Now, really briefly, I want to say, I think my video is gone there. I'm not sure what's going on, but I'll keep going. The just on that podcast that we listened to a little bit of with James Giordano, basically the highlights are that they say that, you know, we understand that asymmetry in ethics exists, where what is prohibited by one society may be permitted and pursued by others. And they actually, the RAND Corporation document that we're about to go through talks about how the US is at a disadvantage because, essentially, because they don't want to make bioweapons. I mean, it's insane. But we already know that DARPA was very fond of the COVID bioweapon shots. They say that you can't do effective brain science without convergence, and that the convergence breaks that enables and force multiplies the brain sciences needs to be used in national security, intelligence, and defense. But the interesting thing, and they talk about the exponential convergence of quantum, nano, bio, info, and neuro. Okay, quantum is something that so many still don't understand. But they're already there, everyone. And we need to be looking at bolder moonshot ideas using AI and the neuroscience communities. They talk about the Synapse Project through DARPA, neural nets being created. Then they talk about how we need to use big data and machine learning because we can't achieve this without them, and how ChatGPT is going to be used to map the human genome. Or ChatGPT and mapping the human genome are just the beginning. They lump those two together. And they say that we believe that we may be behind our competitors and adversaries in various neuro AI areas, and believe the best way to boost our innovation is to reach out to the collective and so on and so forth. So in comes the Plague Cyborg and Super Soldiers document published by the RAND Corporation that I introduced earlier in the broadcast, because this is all relevant to what James Giordano is trying to implant in the community and say that we need to do this and the US is at a disadvantage. Oh, really? This document from the RAND Corporation, if you can bring it up, guys, says that the human body essentially is now considered a warfare domain that can be attacked via engineered pathogens, hacking the intra-body network, hacking the brain-computer interface, altering the genome, and more. They give examples, a few different examples where they've wargamed this. For example, a Russian commander being killed via an app and using geolocation services. They say that genomics can be used to identify minority groups for persecution. And warfare strategies are to hack the human intra-body network and the brain-computer interface. Now, team, if you've actually got the PDF from the RAND there, and if you can pull up page 11 of the PDF, people can see that they are openly saying that the human body is now part of the warfare domain. So they say in the introduction, recent advances in biotechnology have renewed questions about the use of biotechnologies in a war-fighting context. In the past, biological weapons were thought to present too great a risk of inflicting harm on friendly forces to be of much strategic value. Past military applications of genomics are viewed largely as misguided eugenicist pseudoscience. They're viewed largely as this. And until recently, such technologies as brain-computer interfaces were too unwieldy for the battlefield. But today, technological improvements, including mRNA, vaccines, the use of CRISPR, which is clustered regularly into space short palindromic repeats, essentially like a pair of scissors going in and cutting up your genes, and gene sequences such as genetic engineering tool and advances in BCI, which is brain-computer interface, may shift these strategic calculations. So it used to be these past military applications used to be viewed as misguided eugenicist pseudoscience, but now this is all really great. Slicing up your genes and creating these bioweapons and mRNA is fantastic. Since when? Since when? And they say that given the rapid advancements brought about by the 21st century biotechnology revolution, the application of AI algorithms and advanced human-machine systems, we see a complex high-threat landscape emerging where future wars are fought with humans controlling hyper-sophisticated machines with their thoughts. The military-industrial base is disturbed by synthetically generated, genomically targeted plagues, and the future warfighter goes beyond the baseline genome to become an enhanced warfighter who's capable of survival in the harshest conditions. So, of course, they will tell you that we need to do all this stuff because our soldiers need to be protected. Meanwhile, they're killing the military through these shots. And if they're not killing them, they're telling them that they all need to become trans. So I really don't think that the New World Order is concerned about the safety of their soldiers. They've proven to us time and time again that they couldn't care less about soldiers. They are viewed as disposable for the military-industrial complex and, of course, disposable to be killed with the COVID shots for profit. So they say in this report, the fact that pathogens can be engineered to escape immunity and mRNA vaccines can be rapidly developed to introduce the potential for strategic use of bioweapons that previously would have been much less tractable. Oh, okay. Listen to this. mRNA vaccines can be rapidly developed to introduce the potential for strategic use of bioweapons. They tell you that mRNA vaccines can be rapidly developed for strategic use of bioweapons. What were they last time they were rapidly developed, guys? Hasn't changed. They were a bioweapon then. And so, again, they go through these scenarios and they say we need to consider the definitional question of the extent to which the human body is a distinct domain of warfighting. And they say defining the human body as a warfighting domain. And they say that the domain characteristics, and again, that table that I'm looking at is page 11 of the PDF, where they talk about, you know, previously the traditional domains that they considered warfighting domains were land, sea, air, space. But now it's extended to cyber intelligence and the human body because we can develop bioweapons and we can develop mRNA as bioweapons. And so now we can fight against the human body. And of course they say, well, this is what our adversaries will do. No, you're doing it. And they say the domain characteristics exhibited by the human body include specific modes of attack. For example, pathogens, hacking, internet of body devices that do not apply to other domains specifically. Don't go anywhere. We'll keep going right after this short break.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Soldiers document from the RAND Corporation here in the last segment. They talk about how the Chinese military texts discuss offensive and defensive approaches to the biological domain, including dominance and deterrence through quote-unquote ethnic-specific genetic weapons. It's really interesting. RFK Jr. spoke about the fact that the COVID injections were capable of this as well. And so it's very, very important to note that when I'm reading this, this is stuff they've already done. They talk about mRNA being a bioweapon. They've already done it. The point of this document is for people to understand that they now consider the human body a warfighting domain, and they talk about being able to hack it. And so they identify three aspects of biotechnology, that being engineered pathogens, the Internet of Body Technologies. Internet of Bodies is, of course, the Internet inside of the human, extending to the Internet of Everything, which links the human with satellites, 5G towers, and the human body becomes an antenna. And people may think that that sounds odd, but you can just look at human body as antenna for 6G towers, and you will find a myriad of publications on how they plan on harvesting the human body and converting it into an antenna for the internet. It's insane. And so, of course, they're going to be able to hack a human being when it becomes an antenna for the internet, for goodness sake. And they say that the human biotech further development could substantially influence war fighting, and they admit that these areas overlap significantly with the field of synthetic biology. So for people who are not familiar with that term, please go and watch Z-Media's content. We've been talking about it for years. They talk about engineered pathogens, and they say that the intrinsic ambiguity of disease transmission is a strategic asset for actors who wish to achieve concrete goals. For example, rigging an election, depleting force effectiveness in advance of kinetic strikes in a clandestine manner. Now, it's important to note that they're saying this because they are talking about these domains of war fighting or the aspects of biotechnology in war fighting and how this could be used, for example, to rig an election. Again, important to understand. They're talking about being able to hack humans' brains, hacking the Internet of Bodies and genomics, releasing bioweapons through mRNA as a way to rig elections. So I've said from the start of this year, I think they are going to pull out the kitchen sink this year when it comes to making sure Trump is not elected. Mark my words, the U.S. has a wild ride ahead of it these next few months. But we're praying for you and you have our support. The easiest technical means for realizing a transmissible bioweapon could be for a malicious actor to gain access to a laboratory already equipped to manipulate high-risk pathogens. It's really hilarious because they pretend that they're not actually developing bioweapons inside these labs. I mean, this is, I'm not sure that I believe the lab leak theory, but I certainly know that these bio labs exist and that they're developing these pathogens. And I think that, definitely the internet has a lot to do with the activation of what's already been injected inside of people. They give an example of how, and it's hilarious, they talk about how Russia and China create in the future a bioweapon, but they go and they vaccinate their population with mRNA 2 years before it's released, so their population's not affected and it damages ours. And later on in the document, they actually say that one of the greatest risks to the military is anti-vaxxers. Because they plan on perpetually vaccinating you. They say one of the greatest threats to national security because of this type of thing where Russia and China could develop a bioweapon. Meanwhile, it's like the US government, the DOD, funding these bioweapons. Russia and China could create a bioweapon, and all the anti-vaxxers would put us at risk. And part of this bioweapon could be released through the Internet of Bodies or messing with your genome or hacking the human. So we're about to get into really weird times, everyone, based on what they're planning for and the types of psyops that they will release and the ways in which people will experience symptoms. I just did an interview yesterday. It's going to be published soon from a researcher that was looking at Norwegian data. And the same amount of people were injected in the cities as in the countryside. But in the countryside, where they had much less 5G, the excess death rates were very low. And so there is definitely a correlation based on this data of excess deaths with technology versus no excess deaths without technology, and all the people were injected. There is definitely a correlation with 4G plus and 5G according to this data set. So I'm very, very much looking forward to releasing that. People need to understand that that the excess deaths in cities are higher in many places. He doesn't just cover Norway. And so they talk about how the Internet of Bodies includes such devices as fitness trackers, wearables, and other smart consumer devices, as well as such internet-connected medical devices as pacemakers, exoskeletons, and prosthetic limbs. Oh, and by the way, advanced IOB devices include smart contact lenses, and, you know, that's all that they really tell you about. They're not really talking to you about the fact that, oh, as James Giordano says, well, you can just inhale it and it forms a sensor inside of you, and essentially your brain data and your body data is tracked by the globalists. You know, they always make you think that it's all prosthetic limbs and enhancements to your bodies like a pacemaker or a wearable Fitbit or something like that, and maybe some smart contact lenses. Never mind the nanotech brain chips that form via hydrogel by you inhaling them, Dr. Giordano. And they talk about how this will be basically in collaboration with drones and, you know, ChatGPT and all of this working together to form the Internet of Everything. It is terrifying. And so they give an example of an Australian soldier recently that was able to control a military robot with brain signals that were collected and translated by a graphene sensor that he wore behind the ear of a nearby soldier. And so already they've sort of shown these examples through wearable devices, pretending that they haven't already done this inside the human body. And they talk about precision medicine and, you know, this is, of course, what's described in the Policy Horizons document from the Canadian government, Biodigital Convergence. They talk about precision healthcare and how you'll wake up in the morning and because of all of these sensors that are inside your body, AI will tell you exactly which medications you need to get today to keep you at optimum health. Meanwhile, and they even talk about that here, where you know, AI is going to tell you, and within 48 hours, you could prevent this hacking from some sort of a bad actor, a foreign actor. You could prevent this hacking because AI will tell you, oh, you've got a potential pathogen infection. You need to go get this mRNA injection. And if you don't, you're a threat to national security. Do you see what they're setting up here? And, of course, they'll know in real time because hydrogel is programmable matter that gives real-time information back to those that created it, and that is evidenced by the HD map technology that Vaxis uses. I spoke about that recently on InfoWars. Vaxis has these little micro patch needles that say the HD map technology in these little micro patches that look like a band-aid can tell you in real time what's going on inside the human body. So that future that they're painting is very, very grim. And as I said, one of their conclusions is that anti-vaxxers are a really serious, it says that this is at the expense of military readiness and members of Congress should resist anti-vaccine populism because the future of cyborgization is going to be achieved through vaccination and nanobot infection. In fact, it's already begun. And so we must resist digital ID and central bank digital currency at all costs because even though they've started cyborgizing human beings through this mad scientist technology, if there's no digital ID and there's no central bank digital currency, they can't control us. You understand? That will end the full, broad transhumanist agenda that they want to achieve if we stop those two things. God bless you all. Thank you for your time today. Thank you to InfoWars. Please buy products from the InfoWars store, InfoWarsStore.com. Keep this broadcast alive. It's the most important broadcast in the world, or at least one of. God bless. I'll see you soon.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.